Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So Jesus Christ came.
And it's yes,
he has come into your life. And ladies and gentlemen, before he did that, the old Joshua,
that
new leader of Israel, he had to pass the test of obedience himself. Wow. For the first time, Joshua had to send some people to go and spy Jericho. In Joshua chapter 2 verse 1.
Joshua timienu chichemu baku.
And then there was a second obedience Joshua had to pass.
Na I was say Joshua, osanfa asuti ebi atusu mienu mu.
When he had to cross the Jordan River.
Na I was say wotwa Jordan.
In Joshua chapter 3.
Joshua timiensan.
So by Joshua chapter 5, before Jesus Christ showed up, the old Joshua had to pass this test of obedience. Because when the captain shows up in your life, and I say that the captain is already in your life, he is about to give you instructions. You are about to bring down your Jericho wall. But you are going to bring about, you are going to bring it about by listening to the instructions of the commander. That is why you must build the kingdom structure of obedience to God into your life. Because Jesus himself was very obedient to God. That is the proper Joshua. He was so obedient to God. The Bible says that he said, "Where am I? Send me." When God wanted somebody to go down for mankind. And the Bible says that when he came, he was totally obedient to God. Even to the extent of dying on the cross, obedience even to death. Therefore, God exalted him. That is why he is the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And that is how lords are. So, we are children of obedience. We are not children of disobedience. We are not rebellious children. We don't belong to the generation who were disobedient to Moses. Who were always complaining and murmuring. So Moses himself became disobedient to God. Now a new leader has come up. He has a spirit of obedience. The Bible says that just as by one man, death came into the world. I should say it properly. Just as by the disobedience. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Just as by the disobedience of one man. Sin came into the world. Therefore, by the obedience of one man. Oh, hallelujah. Shall many be made righteous? Jesus was obedient to God totally. And the devil will want you to forget about the obedience of Jesus. Because I came to tell you today that the obedience of Jesus is your obedience. Because Jesus obeyed God, you don't have a rebellious spirit. Because you are born by somebody.
Hallelujah.
Who was obedient to God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why I believe I am obedient to God. That is why when I hear the word of God, I speak to myself. I say, I follow this word. Because I have the spirit of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have the spirit of obedience. Not the spirit of disobedience. And that is what you want, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing that you cannot obey. There is no command of God that you cannot obey. Because of the obedience of Jesus, his commandments are not grievous. They are not difficult for you. Because you have the spirit of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every time you have difficulty in obeying God, maybe year in and year out, You have that thing flooring you, that problem bringing you down to your knees, making you like a small person and all that. But I want you to know that now that you have Jesus, you have His Spirit, you can live in obedience to Him.
Hallelujah.
Don't look at all the disobedience of people. Don't look at the disobedience of the first Adam. Look at the obedience of Christ. Because the devil wants to take your mind from the obedience of Christ. And the true knowledge of God. The Bible says that that is what the devil is fighting us against. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and any high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into obedience of Christ. In other words, your thoughts must be on the obedience of Christ. Because if you stay it on the obedience of Christ, ladies and gentlemen, then your own obedience will be complete. Then your own obedience will be complete. Then you will find strength to obey God. It is only Jesus who can obey God. That is why He obeyed God on our behalf. So I want you to see yourself differently today. If you are born again, He said in the book of Jeremiah 31, 31 following, He says that a time is coming. I'm going to do a new covenant with these people. It will not be after the old covenant, which your fathers endured in the wilderness. But he says in Jeremiah 31, that behold, I'm doing a new one. And that new one is going to give you a spirit of obedience. He says, I'm going to write my laws in your hearts. and on their minds. And he says that I will give them a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within them. I will put my spirit within them and cause them to obey me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the covenant of Jesus. It's a new covenant that you and I enjoy in Jesus. We are not after the murmurers and the complainers. We have a different leader. His name is called Jesus. Because of his obedience, we can obey. I said, because of his obedience, we can obey. Because he was submissive to God, we can be submissive to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anytime you hear God's word, tell yourself, because of Jesus, and how he fulfill the word of God. I fulfill this word. I can obey this word. I have a submissive spirit. I don't have a spirit that makes me rebellious. So Paul told the church in the Hebrew congregation that today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. As in the provocation, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. He said they saw my works for 40 years. They saw my breakthrough for 40 years. They saw my provisions for 40 years. Nobody was sick among them. Their shoes were growing with them. God will give them manna all the time. God's presence was with them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. What miracles did these people not see? With a strong arm, God showed that he was with them. But it was just a 9-day wonder. Oh yes, the Bible says that they all died in the wilderness. They never got to the place of promise. They never got to the place of rest. Now we have a different Joshua. His name is Jesus. He is taking you to the place of rest. Where you are blessed, and you are not afraid of the blessing. You are not afraid that the blessing will go away. There are people who have breakthroughs. They have a wonderful marriage, but they are always agitated inside them. They are not sure of their husband. They are not sure of their wife. You know, they say that, in fact, I have a wonderful marriage now, but what is hunting me is tomorrow. Don't know whether it will be the same.
Oh, me fear my warrior dear friend, and not the other papa.
Now I am rich. Now I have a job. But what I fear is tomorrow. Especially this government. Hey! We can be sure of their movements. As far as workers is concerned, so that although you have the blessing, you have the anointing, you lack on the pinning, you lack a foundation. A foundation of obedience. Where you enter, oh hallelujah. Where you enter into rest. So that you are blessed today. And you know that tomorrow is even better.
Hallelujah. Now, what do you say?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have a knowing that you know that is beyond believing. Paul said that I know and I am persuaded. That is what I'm talking to you about. A certain knowledge that gives you rest, that your money will not deteriorate, that no witch can take your capital from you, that no young girl will come and disturb your husband. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you something. You are so sure that you don't even say what she said. You enter into absolute rest. The Bible says that if Joshua, the old one, he gave them rest, then Jesus didn't have come.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you something. That there remained a rest to the people of God. And the rest comes about when you have the underpinnings that Jesus Christ lived his life by. Then you know that you have founded the marriage, the business, the finances, your children, whatever is founded on the rock.
And you know when him say, "Wajumaya, wusika, wawariye, wabra, bobi biya woyano, entina fapimbiso."
And the floods can come. And the wind can come. Whatever government can come. In fact, someone said, what can come.
I like that. What can come.
You don't mind. David says, look, I am not afraid. Because my trust is in the Lord. Even when the earth is being removed. He says that in this will I be confident. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the confidence that our Lord Jesus, He brings into the life.
Now where
of people who believe Him. Who believe his obedience. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you. He passed a test of obedience for you.
Hallelujah. How
dare you think that you are a rebel? How dare you think that the commandments of God is grievous and you cannot obey it, it's burdensome. No, it is not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants us to build the underpinning of unquestioned obedience. Because when you are ready to obey, then your Lord is going to show up. This time he is not called commander as in the Old Testament. He is called the Lord Jesus. A Lord is a commander. A Lord is somebody who is sovereign. A Lord does not ask for your opinion. A Lord gives his word. And you must obey it. Because he is the Lord. When you are ready. And I say that you are going to be ready. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is going to show up in your life. And he told Joshua, take your shoes off. I have come. I have come as the commander of the host. Take your authority off. Everybody is subject to me. And ladies and gentlemen, Jesus gave some instructions that was so much you can't think about it.
Thank you. Was it Joshua ma Joshua fufo ye yesu no on man sembia or kikan sembia obian to min tenke fa.
He said march around Jericho for 7 days.
Was
one it, day every day.
Wasi Jericho face yo kakrakei. Mutwa hunsia debia mutwa hunsia baako.
He said on the 7th day.
Wasi ada
march 7 times.
Sada no eto sunso ne de.
And he said on the 7th time, let everybody shout. And the walls are going to come down. And all of you march straight before
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if they had not passed the test of unquestioned obedience, they would have turned the place into a debate. I know the Jewish people, they are very scientific. Many inventions that the Americans claim, it was done by Jewish people, but they all operate like Mordecai told Esther to operate undercover. Don't show your identity that you are Jewish. But you are doing the thing and they are putting their name like cell phones and things like that. The people are putting their name on it.
Now I see, they said that Mordecai or Katia Esther said, who can you fear? May you wear this a Jew, this and a Jew for no. Omo ye will be man so. Omo she shall see and omo ye no man, no, no, so grow for no. Edba mudi to soon, so who can you hear me? Mejabantina make us simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, they could have subjected the thing to scientific testing and all that.
Nankasa, asam na okacha mso mucho feso nuhusia no. Kombe tina se ede, abode mu nyansape.
But they had done the worst.
Asinsa.
Look, they had been circumcised in a painful way.
Nana yecho wa mucho tia wa akwanya ne ya yasu.
With no anesthesia. Nothing. It's just knife.
Shoo.
I imagine they cut you and you are off.
So for you are off. Say ya som near chani auntie and show. When this was soon, baby,
I don't know how Joshua did it.
Now, my name also on your acquire Joshua first.
There was one time I went to remove, I know somebody who went to remove his tooth. Hey! And we were in a queue. And the one who was before me, immediately before me, a lady went inside. And then when she was coming, and they said, I'm right here. Your turn. Aye! It was a scare. In fact, I was so scared because I was very young at the time. But thank God when they removed it, I didn't hear anything, I didn't feel anything. So I was wondering, this is what happened to her. Hey, I don't know whether Joshua hit the people who were circumcised. They circumcised you go into this room so that they don't see how you are bleeding and how you are, you know, they were old people. You understand that? They had to totally trust to call a man. We are ending. Let's end on a light note. To call a man who knows a woman that come, let me cut it.
Chai.
Hey, my friend. And on top, one my paddy, he went and then he was coming and, ay, you lie bad, I'll run away. What do you mean? He said, God spoke to you. What? Like I'll go back to my fathers, the murmuring and the complainers. But ladies and gentlemen, a new leader has come.
Hallelujah.
I said a new leader has come.
How can you fall for Frabba?
No matter how the people before us, they were afraid. Because of the spirit of Jesus. You and I, we are going to obey God's word. We are going to obey God's word. And you are not going to add your understanding to it. You are not going to say and debate seven times and then, how possible and all that. No. And you say that, well, now studies have shown research and then they bring the research result. This is how you have to do this thing. This is how this one grows. This is how this one does it. And you are full of research, forgetting that there is a Lord of God. There is a commander who obeyed God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, where your people failed, where the old generation failed and they murmured, you will not murmur.
Amen.
Where your friend went into that experience, marriage or business or whatever thing, and then he came out holding his drink. Ladies and gentlemen, you will go there and you will not experience it.
Hallelujah.
The difference is our Jesus. So from today, if he speaks to you, the commander gives you a command. Ladies and gentlemen, obey him. Because he is a Lord. Give that to him. When you obey him, you affirm that you are Lord. Do whatever you like with my life. I asked for this, it didn't come. You are the Lord. Do whatever you like with my life. When you put him in his kingly element that he is the Lord of your life. And although you asked for B, he didn't give you that B. You tell him that do whatever thing, he will get into his element and he will say, away, away, away. I am going to fight this battle.
Yes.
The reason why he gives us commands for us to obey is that the battle is the Lord's. Yeah, he will come in and he will give you what you wanted. He said, but Lord, you said that you didn't want me to have it now. But have you forgotten our father
Abraham?
He said, look, and now I know. Now I know that you have put me in my elements. You are allowing me to be the Lord of your son. Now I know. Don't kill your son.
Now I say, who Abraham? What am I going to say? Oura, ewa wabrabom. And then the man who said, what am I going to say? And it's me
and Kumoba. And God said, I swear.
And then you go up and say,
by myself.
The
first time he swore in the Bible. Hey! Abraham moved him on. He said that you are the Lord. I love my son, my only son. He said, I should give him. I'll give him. He said, Abraham, stand aside. I swear that in blessing, I will bless you.
Abraham Abraham, who send me your
In multiplying, I will multiply you. Says that you're going to be so blessed,
Abraham.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell us today, as I end, that don't take the battles of your life personally. Now your Lord has shown up. He looks at all the difficulties going through. He says that the battle is mine. Do it my way. I say march 7 times. Put your shoe aside. You have no authority here. Listen to my word. Because if you follow my word, I am going to take your battles. You cannot fight your own battles. You are struggling in your workplace. You are struggling too much. You have a rest to enjoy. You are struggling in ministry. You struggle to preach one little message. I say you are struggling too much. Can't you see that you are struggling too much? Can't you see that you are struggling too much? Can't you see that there is a rest? Because Jesus has finished the battle. That is why he says that the battle is mine. I fought it 2,000 years ago. Now I'm here to work it out in your life. Simply obey my word. What I tell you in your conscience, obey it. Obey it. As you obey it, the Lord of the battles is going to take over your battles. And on top of that, he's going to reveal himself to you. That is how I want to end. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.